Taste of Rashi for the morning. When Moshe Rabbeinu sends shlichim to speak to Edom, to try to ask them to go through the land of Edom on their way to Eretz Israel, and Edom rebuffs them and tells them they can't go in. So one of the things that Moshe says is he gives them a little bit of the history. He says, how did we get here? How did we get to be right before you? He says, we were in Mitzrayim. V'nitz'ak el Hashem v'yishma kolenu v'yishlach malach v'yotzeinu mimitzrayim. V'nei anachnu mekadesh ir k'tzei bulecha. Said, we were in Mitzrayim, we started to call out to Hashem, and Hashem heard our voice, and he sent a malach to take us out of Mitzrayim. Rashi makes two comments over here. The first comment he makes is, Vayishma koleinu, Babracha sheberachnu, berachanu avinu, hakol kol Yaakov, shanu tzoakim v'na'anim. Rashi says, why does he mention Vanitzak al Hashem Vayishma koleinu? To say this is a reminder of how, you know, Yitzchak, our father, when he gave a bracha to our father, to Yaakov, Hakol Kol Yaakov. So he promised that he would listen to our voice. What exactly is Rashi trying to talk about over here? What is Moshe trying to say to Melech Edom? So one hand, Maral says that he's simply saying that Hashem listens to us when we pray. Hashem listens to us when we pray, and that's why he took us out of Mitzrayim. The Malbim points out that Moshe knew that the Bnei Esav would have been aware of the promise that Hashem gave to Avram, that Bnei Esav would have to be in Mitzrayim for a certain amount of years, for 400 plus years, and they're only there for 210. So the Malbim says the point that they're making over here is that our tefillot are strong enough to get us out of almost 200 years of extra slavery. The other point that could be made over here, the Divrei David, the Taz, so he says that actually there's an implied threat over here, saying that, you know, you have something that that Yitzchak gave to you as a blessing, you have certain blessings that you got, but we have a Kol Kol Yaakov, and right now, we are having Kol Kol Yaakov, which means Yadayim Yidei Esav aren't going to be as strong. We know that there's a balance always. When it's Kol Kol Yaakov, then it's not Yadayim Yidei Esav. In response, Melech Edom didn't really listen to that because he said that actually we're going to come out against you with sword and attack you. And Moshe Rabbeinu decides that they're going to take the high road and not go against Edom. But this is the implied threat according to the Taz. Yom Tov.